It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Judge Eliel T. Foote was born in Greenfield, Massachusetts in May 1796. At the age of 19, Foote came to Jamestown. Soon after his arrival, he turned his attention from medicine to public office. In 1817, he was appointed Assistant Justice of the Court. A year later, he was appointed Associate Judge. And at the age of 25, he became First Judge of Chautauqua County, a position he served for 20 years. In addition, Foote would also serve as a State Assemblyman, Sheriff, and Postmaster. In 1822, Foote purchased a portion of reserved land in Jamestown from the Holland Land Company. This tract, with its valuable water power, was quickly developed. A year later, he used a portion of the land and built a home in the present site of Jamestown High School. He was also involved with other developments throughout the county, including the county courthouse and Barcelona Lighthouse. When the Chautauqua County Bank was established in 1831, he was named its first president. Foote was also a philanthropist and donated much land and money to various religious groups and services for the poor and needy. He was also heavily involved in the temperance movement and was a staunch abolitionist. Soon after 1820, Judge Foote conceived the idea of collecting materials from the early history of Chautauqua County. An avid historian, he would eventually gather hundreds of volumes of early newspapers, land documents, and first-hand accounts related to the area's early settlement. This became an invaluable asset to later books outlining the early history of the county. He passed away on November 17, 1877 in New Haven, Connecticut, but was returned to Jamestown to be buried in Lakeview Cemetery. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.